Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to Mind and My Wellness podcast. This is your host, Danny. And today I am so excited to share this episode with you. It is another client spotlight episode with my dear friend, Kim, who quickly became just such an amazing person in my life after getting to know her inside of the Macro Accelerator program, my one-on-one coaching program. You guys, she absolutely crushed it. Kim is in her 50s. And she was really struggling when she hit perimenopause. And she was going from doing extreme fasting and going vegetarian, which she touches on in this episode. She would even fast for 72 hours at a time. And she was seeing weight loss, but it was miserable. She was absolutely miserable and she wasn't able to maintain that weight loss. And she just knew that there had to be a better way. She just didn't know what that was. And so, we dive into what exactly she did inside this episode to lose 12 pounds and 12 inches, even though she was going through perimenopause in her 50s. She's a mom of three boys in her 20s. She is just a hoot and just such an amazing human. And I cannot wait to share this episode with you. For anybody who is feeling like they are really stuck in this perimenopause or menopause phase and nothing is working for them, Kim is your resource. She and this episode are just the epitome of what women can truly experience when they prioritize the right things in this phase of life. And so without further ado, let's jump on into this interview.
Welcome to the Mind and My Wellness podcast, your podcast for all things macros, movement, mindset, and everything in between. I'm your host, Danny Marienberg, an ex-yo-yo dieting cardio junkie turned sustainable nutrition coach who's helped over 1,000 women feel confident in their skin by learning how to eat for their goals without sacrificing a life well lived. I created the Mind and My Wellness podcast to give you simple, effective, and manageable tips you can take away from each episode and implement in your daily life to look and feel like the best version of you. Each week, my guests and I teach you the secrets to mastering your health and owning your power. Nutrition, mindset, movement, and women's health are all topics you'll find here. Think of our time together as your productive little health break from the day. So grab your headphones, fill up your water, and let's dive into today's episode.
Hi, Kim. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
I am so excited to be here.
I've been looking forward to chatting with you just because, I mean, your experience inside the Macro Accelerator is such a great example for other women who just are looking for something to kind of solve their problems almost, but in a way that isn't like typical dieting culture and in a way that you can build it into your lifestyle. And we were talking about this before we hit record, but the theme with you, Kim, is that when we hopped on the first call to kind of go over what TMA is and do the exploratory call, you were so confident too. I still remember it. You were like, I want to be the next success story. Like, I want to be on your podcast. And Kim, you deserve this more than anybody. You just absolutely crushed it. And you were just such a great example for myself too inside this program. But really, I think I can speak for a lot of women. You are a pure example of just what changing a little bit of your lifestyle and really understanding your macronutrient needs can really do. So I'm so excited to chat with you about all things today.
I'm like so like freaked out that I'm doing this podcast. Last night, I ate all the food in the kitchen. Like last night I came and I was like, realized it was like, it was stress. It was what, like, it was all of those things. And I think the biggest arching overall theme for me about being in this program is it's not a program. It's in a lifestyle, an educational change, a growth in how you look at yourself. And you just keep showing up for yourself time and time again. And like the spaces, the length of the spaces where I'm having a hard stretch are not as long as they used to be. And like, I even watch you, you know, you're like, you have all of this going on, and then baby, you know, and it's like, women have to realize, like, we juggle so many things, and there is so much self-criticism and guilt about not being perfect all that time. And I think that really eats into our ability to take care of ourselves. So this program for me is a platform to learn how to effectively take care of myself in a really healthy way.
Oh my gosh, Kim, you just said that so perfectly. I like got chills. Like, you're so right. We as women, we carry so much of a mental load and like this burden that every single day, you know, we have to do all of these things. And especially if you're a mom, like I'm slowly starting to learn this, that's a whole nother thing that we carry every single day. And when it comes to the food choices that we're making and a healthy lifestyle that we're living, it shouldn't be this extra like heavy burden that I think a lot of us struggle with. I'm so glad you said that. Let's start with kind of going back a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your history before you discovered macros, joined the program. Like, what were your goals and what did your day-to-day kind of look like?
So I think when you have your last child, your pregnancy weight, you can get it off, but then this weird perimenopause thing happens. And no one is talking, well, I should say up until recently, no one was talking about it. So you just, for me, like over the last, you know, 10 to 12 years, kind of suffered in silence because this was not a conversation that anyone was having. And you don't really understand why your body is acting weird. So I was like a vegetarian for several years. I did like a hardcore intermittent fasting for like the year before I found you. And to be fair, two things happened. Like for intermittent fasting, like I lost like 11 pounds over the course of the year, but I was always hungry and always miserable. And like I would have to do 48 hours of fasting to really start to move the needle. And then I kind of thought initially I was like, okay, so I did that and it's going to jumpstart my metabolism. I won't have to do that forever. That was not the case. So like when I ate, I wasn't losing anymore. And so that was really uncomfortable. And then when I look back at like being a vegetarian and trying to just at least eat decently normally healthy, like what we would call our typical diet culture, mm-hmm. what I found out was that I was again always sacrificing and starving. And I'd watch like three college boys like putting it down next to me. And I was like, I mean, it was kind of like, well, there is never going to be anything that I'm going to do that is going to fix this. So if I can't fix it, I just might as well eat because I don't know any other way. Like I can starve and gain weight. And the boys would look at me and they're like, I don't know why you're struggling. You're so trying so hard. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm struggling either. And then you came to the scene.
Yeah. Well, I do love that perimenopause, menopause is being talked about so much more today because it is a pain point for most women when all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're like, nothing is working the way it used to. And like, what the heck is going on? And it really comes down to, you know, if you're reverting back to past dieting habits and they're not working, if you're trying new things like your intermittent fasting. I'm curious, when you say 48 hours, was that 48 hours that you just weren't eating at all? And then you'd
sometimes like, 72.
Wow.
I would normally try to do like a 14 to 18 hour fast on a more regular basis. But then I would say, you know what? Let me just jumpstart this. Maybe this is what I need. And like, I would do like a 48 to 72 hour fast. And when I mean, I'm talking just water, man. It was just like nothing else. I am the kind of person when I do something, I have a little bit of wanting to do it well. So I was like, okay, this is the rules, you know, I'm going to follow the rules. And like, it would be great, like right after, but it didn't stick. I'd go back to like a 14 to 18 hour window and it wasn't registering the same way it did when I was like not eating for 4 days or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think this is such a testament to you. I'm sure anybody listening who is kind of going through this, that's like, well, gosh, like I've tried all these things too. Like, why is it just not working? Really quick, I've got to share something with you I have been loving lately. If you know me, you know I'm all about supporting my body from the inside out, and Pristine's is my go-to for a holistic approach to longevity. Pristine's offers a wide range of supplements to support healthy aging, cognitive function, heart health, and enhanced physical performance. What I love most about them is that all of their products are third-party tested, ensuring they meet the highest standards for purity and potency. Plus, they're made right here in the US of A in FDA-registered facilities, so you know you're getting only the best. Pristine's products aren't just about taking a pill. They're part of a holistic strategy to optimize your body's biological symptoms and help you take control of your health for the long haul. And on top of all of that, Pristine's is committed to being eco-conscious, ensuring your products and packaging support a cleaner planet. If you're ready to optimize your health, head to the link down in the show notes and use my code MindAndMyWellness for 15% off. All right, let's get back to the episode. There's a lot that I want to cover, but before we kind of go through what changed, can you just tell everybody listening, where did you get at the end of the program? Because you saw amazing results. So let's just give everyone a little sneak peek, because you were struggling so much with this constantly like trying to intermittent fast and, you know, eat low calorie. And at the end of the program, where were you?
So at the end of the program, and I know that you always say like, when you're in a cut, you're probably not going to put on a lot of muscle, but you might be able to a little when you start. And really, the start of this was the start of strength training for me. So newbie, you know, and like, I've been doing this for a couple of years now with the strength training, and like, just found my back muscles recently. I'm like, oh my God, there they are. I was looking for that. Okay, now I understand what that exercise is. But like, when I finished, I want to say I gained like, roughly 3 to 4 pounds of muscle, lost probably 10 to 12 pounds of fat. And then the inches were just huge for me. And like, I'm turning around and I'm writing all these notes and I'm taking my measurements, I'm taking my pictures and I'm hopping on the scale. And I was like 8 weeks in and I'm like, took all that day. And I was like, well, that is amazing, because honestly, Danny was like, maybe in the 4 to 8 week window, you're going to really start seeing something happen. And I'm like, I'm not seeing anything happen. And then I remembered that you always say, when it feels like nothing is happening, go back in, maybe check your pictures, like compare, check your, like look a little bit closer. So I went into my old pictures and I put them side by side and had the biggest breakout I'd ever had in my life, because I could not believe that I did not notice or think that anything was happening, because women, judgmental, body dysmorphia, like just, you know, being used to not having success. I don't know the combination of all of it, but like, yes, I look so much better. You have the pictures, we can share them. Mm-hmm. But like, to really highlight it was my posture. And I know that sounds stupid.
You were so confident. I mean, you looked great in the first photo. In the, like, it wasn't even the final photo. It was right. Like that photo, like, what, 6, 8 weeks into the program, when you're like, the way you're standing, it's just the confidence that's exuding from you. That was everything.
I was so shocked. And then, and that was exactly it. Once I looked at it and saw it, like, it opened this door for me where I was like, there is a way. And I'll be honest, like, even to this day, like, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I absolutely consider myself a success story. And I absolutely consider this my major stopping point, because this is my lifestyle that is maintainable now for me. And I work within it. But to also be fair, like, I always check back in with you. I'm like, oh, you're running a program, I'm hopping back in. I don't need to always get in the details, but I need a little accountability. Maybe the biggest lesson for me there is that it's fluid, that, you know, you will have a baby and you will put on weight, or, you know, you do have a kid's graduation right in the middle of your cut and then you get blown off, or you like you get sick or whatever it is. And I just think the biggest thing about this program is that it's a container that I can put myself in and work with. And it's flexible, but I can always come back to it and I can always grow into it more. And like, it's really funny because I have a lot of people who are, you know, my age, because I'm my age, you know, I'm 55. So I have a lot of people who are friends and they're like, so what do I do with this perimenopause, menopause thing? And I'm like, do you actually want to know? Or do you want me to tell you what you want to hear? And it's like so funny because a lot of them only want me to tell them, like I've told lots of people and they're like, well, that sounds hard or not really feeling like that. Or, but I'm a runner and I like to run and do cardio. And I'm like, all fair. I'm like, you do you. And I was like, but I did a good decade of not being successful. And now I feel successful. And if you want to know what I believe could help you, I'm going to share that. You do with it what you want to do. But my friends who do it, like I send them all to get their macros done with you. I'm like, that's my requirement. I'm like, that's my requirement for helping you. You have to get your macros done correctly. But I think the nicest thing about it also is that you can have anything you want. You just can't have everything that you want at the same time.
Yeah. Coach Orvette on our team, she had a great analogy. She was talking to a client and the client was like, okay, well, this is what I want. I want to lose body fat. I want to build some muscle. And she's like, okay, great. Here are the steps to get there. And they're like, oh, okay, well, like I only want to take some of these steps, kind of to your point here, where it's like, I kind of want to pick and choose. Well, she's a PA. And she's like, well, if I, you know, want to become a PA and I am talking to a PA and I'm like, how did you get there? How did you become a PA? And they're like, well, you go to get your undergrad and then you get your master's and then you do this test and you go to the boards and all of this. And that's how you become a PA. And she's like, well, actually, no, I want to skip the boards. I don't want to do that, but I still want to be a PA. And I was like, well,
doesn't work that way.
You can't be a PA. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. So I think what I love most about this, yes, to your point, there's a learning curve. But once you get over that learning curve, it can truly be so life-changing. And you don't have to track. You can just start to understand like how to build your meals and things like that and how to structure your lifestyle, your exercise. I mean, I love, especially throughout like perimenopause and menopause, strength training. Oh my gosh, I'm just so proud of you for learning that and also being so consistent with that, because it's huge throughout this period and a huge reason why you're seeing so much success as well. So I'm glad you brought that up.
It's my thing now. And again, it wasn't my thing before. And again, a lot of people like, I don't do that. But usually what I find out is that it's very empowering for women to feel strong. And you Absolutely. Don't even realize like how wonderful that feels to feel strong in your body.
Okay, so let's talk about your experience. When you first started learning about macros, tracking, you mentioned there's a learning curve. I always say there's always a learning curve. And if you can just get over that learning curve, you can learn just so much about your own eating habits and like the habits that are going to make the changes. Tell us a little bit about your experience. What was that like?
So started stalking you on Instagram. The universe just plopped you into my feed. And I don't know, I connected. So just quietly following. And then I start dipping a toe in and I'm like, oh, she's got a little online plan. Let me do that. And, you know, let me get my macros done. And so I just like dug in and I started paying attention on my own and learning on my own, which was great. And I think like when using MyFitnessPal, like, one of the first aha moments was that things that to me either seemed healthy or seemed like were balanced. And I'm like, oh, that much coffee creamer in the morning is like taking me out of a deficit. Like, what is happening here? Because I don't put sugar in my coffee, but I like it creamy and I like dark coffee. So to have it creamy, I needed to have a lot of coffee creamer. And I'm like, just that awareness that like, wow. So like my life hack for that was to do a couple double espressos in the morning. I get that rich, dark coffee that I like, but I only have to put a tablespoon of creamer in for it to be the way I want it. So I get a little less, but I get it exactly the way I want it. But I wouldn't have known that. You know, I would have been having a big mug and I would
kind of thing.
So, right. You know, just like little things like that. So that awareness came first. And then you know, starting to understand protein and like, how do you get this all in? And I think playing around on my own, like it took a while. I think I kind of did it for a good like 8 to 10 months that I was kind of playing around with it and seeing it. And then I just turned around and said to my husband, I am going to invest in me. I'm going to do the TMA program if Danny will take me. And I said, the reason is I just need that accountability. I need that guidance. And I really did need the guidance because there was times along the way where I didn't understand like that I was doing okay, or like I didn't understand like, hey, I'm dropping my kid off for school in London. I'm going to be in London for a week or whatever. Like, how do I make this work? And like Erin was fabulous. She's like, okay, this is what you can do. But I will never forget like the best guidance that she gave me is, I don't know, somewhere along the way, I had gone somewhere. It was my first trip, like my first going somewhere and not being in my kitchen and controlling everything. I was like, as long as I'm in control, I'm doing pretty good, I think. But I'm like, this is the first time I'm going out somewhere. And I came back and I'm telling her like, I did this wrong. I don't think I did this. And this didn't work out. And I thought I was going to check this and it didn't. And she's like, look over your shoulder. It was a speed bump. Are you going to drive backwards over that over and over and over again? Or are you just going to go forward? And I was like, okay, I will go forward.
Yeah.
And that was huge. I just needed somebody to tell me, you're doing okay. Keep going. Like, it was really nice. And I know not everybody can make it into the TMA program. It's not something everybody can do, but you've created a community. Like, you've created this thing online with your podcasts and with people, even just within the comments. It feels enough like a community. So even if you don't do that, you answer questions and you're super supportive. So people should know, even if they're a little bit feeling like they need something more, if they're brave enough to ask, it's there. You make sure it's there for people.
Absolutely. Oh, well, thank you. That's really nice hearing that reflected, because that is my goal. My goal is to build a safe community where women feel that there is a better way of doing things and they can strive to be this better version of themselves and healthier version of themselves. And there are so many different strategies and techniques and like flexible ways to do that too. It's not just tracking macros, although I do think that macros, having a baseline knowledge, is just so helpful, which definitely sounds like in your case too. You definitely noticed that. So thank you for reflecting that back.
I will say this, like, when I say that I was like stalking you, that's what attracted me to you, the authenticity. And like, I've only seen that grow with you. And I really relate to that, because in my own life, in my parenting, in my writing, in my interactions with people, that's hugely important to me, to have that authentic interaction. And I think there's just not enough of that today. There's not enough of that. So it's really, I think it's very important.
That's exactly why I have women like you on the podcast to talk about your backgrounds and your experiences, because I know just how much other women listening can relate. And maybe it's you that someone's like, oh my gosh, this is totally me. I am stuck in this cyclical pattern with perimenopause. I hope you're loving today's episode. I'm just going to guess you're tuning in today because you're wanting to gain some helpful nuggets to look and feel like the best version of yourself. Am I right about that? Imagine having the body that you want and the energy that you need, all while eating your favorite foods and enjoying a life well lived. Does that sound too good to be true? Well, my friend, it's not. That's exactly why I created the Macro Accelerator Program, my 4-month one-on-one coaching program designed to guide women just like you to your most healthy and confident self in 16 weeks. This one-of-a-kind program offers you support on every level, from one-on-one coaching and personalized check-ins to live expert-led group coaching calls, from daily communication, accountability, and education, to the inspiring camaraderie of our members-only community. The Macro Accelerator has everything you need to succeed, not just for today, but for the long term. This is the exact program that's helped over 400 women ditch their dieting mentalities and reveal their most confident, healthy body yet by learning exactly how to eat for their individual needs and goals. If you're looking to lose fat,
build a lean, toned physique, or simply want to quit dieting and discover a sustainable way of eating, with the accountability, support, and education within the Macro Accelerator program, applications are now open with limited spots available. Head on down to the show description for the link to learn more and apply, or visit mindandmymacros.com. I hope to see you there. So let's go back a little bit to your experience and what were some aha moments you had throughout your course of time inside the program and even out after the program too, that you feel like, wow, this clicked, this really works for me. And how are you able to incorporate that into your lifestyle in a sustainable way?
Well, this is interesting. I'm going to talk about this because this is something that doesn't feel like success to me, but was actually a huge aha moment. So when I started, I think the TMA program in March, but I was starting on my own trying to do macros in like January. So when I hit my 8-week success, like I feel like, and I didn't know it then, but I feel like that was actually the end of my 16 weeks because I had done 8 weeks, but I just felt I needed more support. So then I'm starting again after kind of having done that chunk. And I get past that, like, 8 weeks, I'm feeling great. And then I started to get my biofeedback. So my body said, you know what? You've been in a cut a little bit too long, my friend, but I have 8 more weeks left of my program. And my body said, so we don't actually care about that. That is not how this physical thing works. So that's cute that you like that. But so I'm used to forcing it. Like, you're not trying hard enough. You're whatever. And like, and Aaron was really great and you were really great. You're kind of like gentle about it. Well, maybe like you're getting biofeedback. And I'm like, powering through. Yeah. Powering through. And then, you know, at the end of the day, it took me a while to just realize that I had hit my 16 weeks at the 8-week mark because I had been working ahead of time, but it was so not wasted time. It was learning time. And then I went back up. So the weird timing thing. So this is for all the people who think like the success stories are perfect because they're so not. So this is now I'm going into September, October, and I'm on my reverse. And then I get up to maintenance and the holidays come. And I'm like, okay, I'm going immediately past maintenance to a surplus. So we're going to look at this as the time of year when we are building muscle. So we're going to build some muscle. And then in January, again, we'll sort this out. So like, I have not actually spent a significant amount of time at maintenance, which is something that I need to like work on. And I'm fiddling around up and down the same way I always do. Like, I get a good 4 weeks in and then I get sick or whatever. So that is still my learning process of figuring out how to get through 16 weeks of a cut, learn my biofeedback, and understand that I don't have to do it all in one moment either, you know, and that there's a season to this. There's a season.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you bring this up because I get a lot of questions asking like, well, what happens if I don't get to my end goal at the end of 16 weeks? To be honest, for some people, and I'd say for like a majority of people, the 16-week mark, that's just like the max amount of time. And so I'm really proud of you for kind of putting two and two together that like, yes, you were actually doing it before you joined the program. So that was your 16 weeks. But for a lot of women, even 8, 12 weeks, 14 weeks, they start to see these signs of negative biofeedback. And it's like, okay, I could just keep pushing through or I could listen to these signs. I can take these as like these red flags that are like, okay, we need to do something about this. And I do think it's very hard mentally to get out of the dieting mindset. I mean, for decades, that has just been, that's how you lose weight. This is how you maintain your figure. And it's really rewiring the way in which we think about dieting, quote unquote. So I also commend you for just being gentle with yourself because it is hard. It's not like, okay, cool, I learned this. Let me just flip this switch. We get very emotionally involved in our progress. I mean, it's our body. And when you feel a certain way or have felt a certain way, you're like, okay, I want to get right back to that. But it's important to take the proper steps to do that. And it's so easy to fall into, oh, well, I've done this before. I know how to just like dive back into a deficit. And I remember it was the New Year reset this year that the group program that you joined and you're like, okay, do I have to, you know, cut back calories as much? Will I see quicker results? And it's really taking that time, spending that time at maintenance. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's, for instance, if it's over the holidays, if you go into a little bit of a surplus. But my guess, you've been so consistent with your strength training that you're building that muscle still. And so it's all par for the course when you're going through these different phases, like you said, and just really understanding that these are all just snippets of time and we have the tools and the resources to really navigate through them, but it's working with your body, not trying to like fight against it.
Yeah, it's very much not intuitive in the sense of the way women have been programmed in society and like that lack of knowledge of how our body changes when we hit, particularly perimenopause and menopause. But there is a book that I read that I loved, which said that what is happening when a young teenager gets her period and when a woman gets pregnant and when a woman goes into perimenopause and menopause is all the same kind of miraculous experience, but we have just chosen to be like, women is dead in this area. You know, nothing's happening here. This is terrible. And I think what was really helpful for me to read was this concept that all this forgetfulness and like the things that are happening in our brain that we're like, I don't understand why my brain is like not firing right now. Like it's just a really hard thing. But I think it's very similar to when you're pregnant. You have, they call it pregnancy brain, and that's very acceptable because.
Oh, and postpartum.
Right.
Like, I am like, where are the words?
Right. And that happens during perimenopause and menopause. But like this book for me was basically saying your brain is rewiring right now to be something awesome. And like you are now going into the age where you have wisdom and you have talent and you have things to like, this is your moment to shine, girl. And I was like, wow, that was not what I was getting from the world.
Yeah, reframing it in a way that is like beneficial and not just tearing down. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. Anytime we can like reframe and see it in a different light, that's actually going to help us. I am curious too, you saw amazing physical results. You mentioned confidence at the beginning too, but your entire like body composition just completely changed. And this is during this phase of life too, where you were really like, nothing is working for me. So it goes to show that there are strategies that work. It's just finding the right plan. What other things did you notice as a result of really understanding how to eat for your body, especially during this time, strength training, all of that? What other aspects did you notice? Maybe like, did you notice you had more energy or like mental clarity? Did anything else come up too?
I sleep better when I strength train. And I feel like in a biofeedback way, when I'm eating healthier foods, I just feel better. Like, don't get me wrong. Like chocolate ice cream is my favorite, you know, substance on the planet. and I will find a way to work that into my macros or, you know,
of
whatever.
Course.
That and chocolate covered raspberries.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen. Again, we said this earlier. You can have anything, but you can't have everything all at once. So you have to decide. But there's something in the process of deciding that is powerful. And okay, so I was listening to last week's podcast about like all those hidden triggers. Like it was, you know, listening to that. And I was thinking a lot about like this up and down process that I have, that even though I'm a success story, even though I'm doing well overall, like I still go through these phases where I'm like, why can't I stay in my cup for like past 4 weeks? Why do I have to have a week where I fall apart and then I get back to it or whatever? And like that particular podcast just resonated and made so much sense to me that you guys were talking about like when you're tired and need more rest and, you know, you think you need to eat. I am a tired, I'm going to cure it through sugar or caffeine, or I keep trying to fix something because I want to feel okay. And just the simple reminder to kind of stop and don't be so hard on yourself and try to like pull it apart a little bit and see why you're doing what you're doing. And all of that just makes so much sense. But that's a really big component of being successful long-term at this, because it's not truly just counting your food. It's not truly just lifting weights. It's like really getting to know yourself on a more intimate level. And I think you can't successfully unpack your roadblocks if you don't look at them. And I found that this program loosened up enough of the external things for me that it allowed me energy to put into the little bit of deeper things that go underneath that.
Oh,
so that, I think that's very helpful.
I love that. Yeah, I can tell you're a writer. You're very well spoken. Like, you just like beautifully articulated that. I loved listening to you just explain that. I want to wrap it up by asking for somebody who's listening who was like, I am Kim 2 years ago. Like, I am Kim in this phase where I'm just like, what am I doing? I am not seeing anything. I am trying to intermittent fast and I'm just, okay, maybe it's working, but I am miserable doing it. What piece of advice would you give to her?
I think this is going to sound really weird, but women need to support women more.
Yes.
And like, this is a great corner of the world for that. But in general, I think the way to win anything is for women to take care of other women. And so I say this like in the most loving way. There is always a world where what works for me doesn't work for you, because we're all individual people. But at the same time, I'm sharing with you what worked for me, because I believe that my life is better when all of our lives are better. Like when we all feel better about ourselves. That is huge for me. I really feel like we're not in competition with each other. If you do well and your body is great and your mental health is super, that is not a threat to me. That is more friends in my posse to take on the rest of the world is kind of how I feel about that. This is what worked for me. And at the bare minimum, find people who will help you. I mean, that is huge. Find people that will help you. Like, I stalked Dani until she helped me. And now we're besties and whatever. But I think we talked earlier, but there's a circular nature to it, because my problems came from hitting perimenopause and menopause and all those changes. And I was thinking of you in a very parental role, even though I'm older. I'm thinking of you in a parental role because your knowledge is something that is being trickled down to me. But over all this time that we've spent with each other and our communications and the friendship that we've built, one of the things that has circled around for me is that you had a baby. Well, I have three babies and I've had, you know, that whole line of experience. And now all of a sudden in places where you were the teacher, now I get to be the teacher and the support. And then all of a sudden you realize that this is just all bigger than one thing with calories or one thing with strength training, that there is a whole level of support and care that makes you feel good about yourself, that helps you to do those things, that gets you past the hard moments. You know, tragedies happen, hard things happen, kids come along, and our first instinct is always like, I messed up. And so you need friends around you who say you didn't mess up. You are trying. And there's a lot of people who don't try. I always tell my kids, anything worth learning, it never happens in the high moments. It always happens when you're at your lowest and you decide you're going to stand back up and do it again.
Kim, I feel like, I don't know if it's the postpartum hormones or what, but I feel like I'm about to start like tearing up, because I can't relate to that more. I think in this season of my life too, it has been a full circle moment where, like, yes, I, you know, been there to coach you, but now you're kind of there to coach me with, you know, when things come up with my becoming a mom, you've kind of jumped in and been like this great sounding board. But really seeing women supporting other women and women lifting up each other versus seeing each other as competition, which I think is just so ingrained in our society, which is really unfortunate. And having more people with a mindset like that, we could literally change the world. And thank you for sharing that.
I agree. I think this is a good place to be for anybody who wants to step in and get that support. It's a great place to be.
And even, you know, not even inside the program, but just in this community, I feel like my goal is just to kind of reduce a lot of the noise and be this realistic, safe space for women who are just trying to be the best version of themselves, the healthiest version of themselves. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. I love that you knew exactly what you wanted. You're like, I'm going to be a success story. And you absolutely were. And I just appreciate you and your time today. So for anybody listening who wants to maybe connect with you or hear a little bit more about your story, where can they find you?
I'm primarily on Instagram. And on Instagram, my name, Kimberly Sabatini. I have a link tree up on the top, which, like, I have a website for my writing, and I have a couple other places that I am. But, like, from a social media standpoint, Instagram kind of seems to be my landing.
Okay. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Kim. Always love chatting with you, and so glad you were on the podcast today.
Yay. Me too. Loved it.
Thank you.
If you listened to today's episode and you're thinking, this is what I need, well, you are in luck. I now have applications open for the Macro Accelerator program. This is my one-on-one coaching program designed to not only guide you and provide accountability, but also teach you and educate you so that you can sustain results for a lifetime. Spots are limited, so for more information and how to apply, head on over to mindandmymacros.com/TMA for more information. Or you can head on over to my show notes to find the link. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Mind My Wellness podcast. Until next week, keep minding your wellness.